Hey, Don, did you know that silent reading is a relatively recent invention?
A recent invention? Yael, you must be pulling my leg.
I said relatively recent, Don.
Still, reading silently seems like the most natural thing in the world. People read books and newspapers in silence. Librarians are always shushing me in the library because it's supposed to be a quiet place. You don't need to say words out loud to read them unless you're reading to someone else. Isn't that how reading works? Hasn't it always been that way?
Well, actually, no, Don. Part of what allows your brain to read those words on the page quickly and silently is something we take for granted, word separation. The ancient Greeks and Romans wrote in continuous script, meaning that they did not put spaces between words.
How did people read without spaces between words?
According to some historians, they mostly read out loud, even to themselves. Separating words finally became commonplace around the 12th century. So, at least for the Western world, silent reading as we know it today may have been around for less than 1,000 years.
Less than 1,000 years? Yael, you're blowing my mind.
It surprised me too, Don. Here's something our listeners can try at home to see for themselves. Try writing a sentence without any spaces between words, then read it to yourself silently. Here, I've written something out for you, Don.
It's hard to read this silently, Yael.
Now try reading it out loud.
Adding spaces between words lightens the cognitive load while reading. Wow!
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.